shit. Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grim's Adult Games Corner with Super Seducer. We've brought you Super Seducer. Oh, yeah, I didn't even upload it yet. Well, you'll get it. But, we got more Super Seducer coming. So, here we go with Chapter 6, First Date Alexa. Tell her about the time you tortured a cat and how funny it was. Be nice about cats and about her. I actually prefer dogs. God, this is B, isn't it? Like, I mean, what else would you fucking say? Dude, there's nothing else.
I'd almost say actually prefer dogs, but I guess you could be nice about cats.
Cat shelter, really? Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. So you're just doing that, and I guess you don't get paid like millions to work there? No, it's very small and usually actually free. Very cool. Yeah, it's good, it's nice, it helps out a lot. So you love cats and you just decided to do something? Yeah, I love all animals, but cats here need the most help.
That's great. I'm sure people love you for that.
Some people.
Most people like cats. I like cats.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
That's good. Do you have any?
No.
you should stop by and I can maybe help you find one.
Okay. Well, actually, I travel a lot, so it's not good. But okay. I can come by and just, you know, play with them and whatever. And then...
That would be nice.
Cool.
Half of his stick is repeating the question. Like this, oh, you know, like cats.
Something that they really care about. Don't tease it. Don't take the piss. Don't be rude about it. Connect on. So what does your work entail there? Are you, like, you know, holding a ball of string all day playing with the cats?
No. Serious stuff. That's part of it. But actually, we do transports nationwide. Mm-hmm. So if the shelter's full, then we find someone who can take it elsewhere in the country to save its life. Okay. That's actually the reason it's been really busy is a cat I had adopted. I lost him. So
you lost him?
He's been adopted, and I opened his cage, and he ran out. And I don't really know how to tell the people.
So he's like somewhere in the building? Or
yeah, hopefully. He could be anywhere. He may have found his way outside. But I don't know how to tell the people, so maybe you have an idea?
I work here for free. It's what you get when you don't
pay somebody. Yeah, for real. Yeah. I know what fucking free volunteer work is, and it sucks.
Yeah.
I worked way too hard to be paid nothing.
Be working somewhere, because I'm sure that get-up doesn't cost nothing.
Yeah. Advise her to buy a cat that looks the same. Just tell her to act as it never happened. Tell her to be dishonest, and see if she agrees to check her. Recommend that she tell the truth.
I guess recommend the truth, because...
Well, you know what? I think you should just tell the truth, because it's always my philosophy that nothing bad can happen as long as you tell the truth. So I think you should own up to it.
It lets her know that you're honest when...
If you can show good moral fiber, why not, right?
It's right.
It's a good thing to do, and right. It makes you look good. And at the same time, giving her some good...
I actually don't think you told me what you do.
Oh, yeah, I didn't, did I?
No.
Porn star, no.
I'm a QA manager for a software company that creates inventory systems. I'm one of the top 10 real estate brokers in the country. I just sold a property to Donald Trump for $1 billion. I run an obedience school for small pets, hamsters and gerbils mostly. It's not important. Life's too short to talk about work.
Either the truth or the...
Joke?
Yeah, that sounds...
Actually, I run an obedience school for small pets like gerbils and hamsters and whatever, you know, teaching them how to, you know, be good pets, basically.
No, you're making fun of my shelter thing a bit. What do you really do?
Oh, well, it's not that interesting. I'm a QA manager at a software company, but don't need to bore you with the details, right?
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. I work in a cat euthanization clinic.
If you do something that's not so interesting, or if you just want a little bit more humor, you can say something like,
yeah, and I've always, and that's like kind of
funny sales.
Yeah.
You know, turn serious again.
So, what do you do outside of work?
What do I do? So, I do some fitness stuff, and I study languages, and what else? I play chess as well.
I don't know how to play chess.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't know how the pieces move, or you can't play very well?
I can move them, I just don't know how the game
You know what
works.
They're called?
I'm not really familiar with how the pieces move in chess.
Oh, in chess? Mm-hmm. Each one has a different purpose, except for all the pawns stay the same damn thing.
Yep. They can go forward and backwards, I think, is it.
Great.
Just like checkers.
Yeah. Bishops can go crisscross diagonal.
Yeah.
I like photography. It's probably actually my major hobby.
Knights can go
photography.
Oh, that's great. Why do you like it?
Okay. Photography. It's my calling or for extra money?
It's my calling.
Do you think you want to use that one?
Well, something that you're passionate about.
Right.
Well, actually, there was this time when I just borrowed a friend's camera and I just took some pictures and I loved it. And then everywhere I was going, I was looking at things and, oh, that would make a nice shot. That would make a nice shot. I took some pictures of friends and, you know, they all used it as their Facebook profile pictures.
Like a headshot.
Yes,
that's
I just really got into it. And I guess I might have some talent, so... You know, I keep it, but it's just a hobby. I'm not thinking about it too seriously.
Well, it sounds like you're having fun. That's great.
I can take your picture if you like. Do you like having your picture taken?
Sure, yeah, we can try.
Cool.
I could use a new profile photo.
Yep, yep. When you have something that you like doing, why not be a little bit passionate about it? Tell her why. Try and, you know, get that infectious emotion spread to her. So, yeah, that's the right answer.
So I actually do photography too.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
What camera do you use?
It's a Canon 5D Mark III.
It's a good one, it's better than mine.
Oh yeah? What do you have, iPhone?
A 40D, and yes, and an iPhone. But I use a 40D. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I actually got into photography because I modeled.
Okay.
Kind of still do a little bit here.
What, hand modeling? Does that mean I can give you some money if I take pictures of you in lingerie? Nice, it's hard work, but can be interesting, right? Especially if you like travel. What countries have you worked in? Be very impressed. I thought I saw you on deepthroat.com. Let me tell you what I think of... tell you what I think about that, farts.
Oh, my goodness. I would... Oh. I think E would be the better choice. Never fart in front of a woman on a first date. That's a third date. Easy.
Wow.
That's cool. Actually, I know a lot about it through the photography, but
right.
It's quite hard work, isn't it, actually?
Yeah.
People think it's easy, you know, just sitting there having pictures taken.
Yeah, there actually is a lot of hard work. You have to know all your best angles and and have emotion in your face. You can't just have a blank face, and that's
right.
Actually much harder than people think.
Especially at the end of a long day, right? You're tired and the lights are on. And
the shoes hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But they're buses, right? So did you get to travel to any cool countries for one of them?
Never out of the country yet, but I've been to a lot of states and different cities.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, good. Well done. Now, think about how you can apply this as well in your life. Think about how, even if you're not connected to a subject, you can kind of learn how to be empathetic, not pathetic, and try and put yourself in their position, feel how they might feel, and think about why they would choose to do that. So, you know, that kind of thought allows you to have very nice connected conversations, and this is an example of it. So you've got your cat shelter work, you did some modeling, you did some photography, so you're already pretty busy, right?
Yeah,
do you have time for anything else?
I like to hike a lot. I like to be outside, you know, being in the shelter and modeling are usually indoors, so it's nice to get outside, and I don't like being in the gym, so
that's
hiking
how she
is like
pays
a
good
yeah, it's
for
very good exercise.
It is.
And fresh air and all that as well.
Yeah. But I also really like, you know, staying in sometimes and just like watching a movie.
Oh, movies, okay. What's like the best movie you've seen that you really love recently? And that's recently? Part of the overall affair. Like,
oh, it's recently. So silly. It's kind of like a guilty pleasure movie, but Jurassic World.
That sucked ass.
What was it?
Jurassic World. The last one.
Well, this was made during the first one. Oh, I heard the first one was actually really good. I haven't seen it yet. Ask if she understood it and explain the key events. So you like it?
I'm saying recent movie that you like.
Say you like it too, even though you don't. Playfully please tease her for liking that movie. Tell her that shows she has a pea brain. Say matter-of-factly that you didn't like it.
Playfully tease.
I can't believe you admitted that. You really like
it? Yeah, I had to be honest. It's a guilty pleasure movie, and it was recent. You asked recent, and it just came into my head.
I don't know if it makes you look kind of dumb, or if it's
really,
or if it's like honest and sweet that you know, cute that you like it.
I hope honest and sweet.
Probably. Because I'll tell you, like, one of my favorite movies is Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, that's a classic. I love that film.
Yeah.
But it's silly. It's the same.
Nice one. Okay, cool. I like it. You didn't judge me for liking Predator.
That's a good movie.
What did they say? There was an article that said men would rather watch Predator than get married? Yeah, there was a real article that they had. Let me see. Hold on a second. Oh, that wasn't what I wanted to do. Hold on, guys.
I know everyone says it, but I do have a varied taste.
All right. Hold on. There was an article. This is worth, because I don't think you've heard this before. But this, let's see.
I just find bondage really sensual.
Ah, ha, 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 ha.
My favorite movie is one we make together in the bedroom. I really don't have time for movies. I don't even...
Oh, here we go. Here we go. The Daily Mash. It says, marriage not as good as Predator, say men. A poll of husbands for Bride magazine found that 80% rated the Schwarzenegger epic had higher levels of excitement and intellectual stimulation than a lifetime commitment to some woman. Nathan Muir from New York said the scene where Arnie looks up at the body of a pal who's just had several major organs vaporized by a 7-foot skull-collecting merchant of death and says, if it bleeds, we can kill it, sums up what it is to be a man. Don't get me wrong, I like my wife, but I love Predator. Tom Logan from Finsbury Park went so far as to have a Predator-themed wedding to his wife Jane in July of 2001. He said when Jane's father walked her down the aisle and we had the vicar dress up as the Predator, leapt out from behind the altar and pretend to slit her throat. Fake blood sprayed everywhere and her dad fell to the floor screaming. He didn't have a clue what was going on. Meanwhile, my dad had some sort of vomiting fit, crossed herself, and then collapsed in a heap. He added, we still go and see her about once a month, but she's not really aware of other people anymore.
you broke people's brains with the wedding. I know that probably shouldn't be as funny as it is, but it is.
Yep. Man, agree that Predator is better than marriage.
I ain't watched it in a while.
I've got it on Blu-ray, and I probably need to sit down and watch it, because I got the Predator trilogy, you know? Yeah. And that's really the only real good one. I don't know, Predator 2 with Wesley Snipes, I heard.
Prey is really good.
I'll look at it later.
Man, it is so good.
They said, up the ante, 50 Shades of Grey. I just find bondage really sensual. This one we'll make together. Really don't have time for movies. I don't even own a TV.
Try 50 Shades of Grey.
I missed it at the cinema, but I just saw 50 Shades of Grey. Have you seen it?
No, I heard it was bad.
As a movie, it's bad, but you know what's cool? It's just all this stuff about... you know, tying girls up and having a little dungeon in your house.
That's not
good. That's not gonna work, mate.
The last one seems terrible. Like, I don't. No time for movies. What are you, a loser? I gotta live life.
At least, you know, blindfolds.
Like, you can watch movies and live life.
It might be too personal for now.
Okay. Well, I like it. Okay, but, you know, in the real world, don't get so sexual so fast. Keep it chilled, wait till, you know, she's going to be into it, and slowly, bit by bit.
Oh, so no. So be then.
Man. Actually, I just threw my TV in the trash, and I don't really go to the movies. I think that, you know, when it comes to all this, there's just more important things in life to do than sitting down watching something passively.
That sounds so...
That's true. That's fair. Actually, kind of
smug.
Like, yeah.
Good, good. This is an option, you know, where you've chosen to be a little bit out there, a little bit straight and direct, but then she's actually followed you into it and validated it. So it's quite risky, but when you take a big, you know, position like that and you can convince them to it, it's very attractive.
Oh,
and I'm like, you know, really talented actors, but
sure.
What do you think? Would you be a good actress? Could you like cry on call?
I don't know. Probably not.
Are you a good
that
liar?
Sounds hard. No, I'm not. I'm really not.
So that's kind of connected, right?
I can lie for like a minute and then I feel really bad about it and I admit it right away.
So I'm not sure if you'd be good, but do you have any other talents?
I play the violin.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Wow. Since I was like 5.
And you still do it? You kept it up?
Not as much as I should, but yeah.
Well, that's impressive.
Thanks. It's hard.
An impressor? Let's see what options we
show off by showing what you can do with your tongue. Ask her where she lives so that she asks you back. Show off with a stack of cash and tell her it could be hers. And then show her your dick.
I almost wanted to show your dick to see what the it'd be pretty funny. But
oh man,
if we get another option.
Let's see if we get another option. I'm curious. Yeah. I'm just going to cover my eyes.
Well, playing the violin is great, obviously. I don't know if I can compete with that as far as talents go, but I do have something that I think you're going to be impressed
with. Oh, no.
I'm just sending you a picture.
Oh, no.
Sending a picture. Sorry. I thought he was going to stand
was
up
like
and
okay.
Flip it out on
I
her head.
I thought he was going to pull his pants down.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
No.
Okay.
Ooh, it's very. What do you mean it's not okay? It's way above average.
You're dreaming.
What's
and I'm
wrong?
Leaving.
What are you doing? You like small dicks or what? How sweet. You gave her a lasting record.
We knew that was the wrong answer.
Gave her a lasting what?
You gave her a lasting record. I don't know what that means, but it doesn't seem good.
Yeah,
anyway,
one sounds
that
better.
Was, yeah.
No money, no showing off what you can do with your tongue.
This sounds kind of stalkery.
What? Yeah.
It's really
but it's
like,
better than the other option.
Yeah.
Unless the tongue's like you just do that turn it into a circle where you can blow.
There's just no easy way out of this. It's gonna
what
be.
What area do you live in, by the way? Do you live close by?
Kind of. I live in the northern part of Chelsea.
Are you close?
Yeah, okay.
No,
so you live by yourself?
God, don't make it stalkery.
Got a security system in check? Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is better.
Have you ever lived anywhere else, abroad or anything?
Only in the States.
Okay. I actually tried living in a few places.
Really?
Yeah, I lived in Rio.
Wow.
Of course, lived in London, lived in New York. Yeah.
That's really awesome.
Lots of different places.
It's really, really cool.
Rio's very nice.
Is
I
it?
Lived in
it's
Scotland
a
for
big.
A little bit.
It's a carnival.
You did?
Yeah.
Scotland,
yeah,
Arkansas.
Course,
Oh.
Crazy.
Okay.
You know, it's
big there, but
right.
Very nice weather.
Right,
it's
we got
beach
it.
And very beautiful yeah. City.
That sounds fun.
Well done. Now, what you need to do is think about the things in your life that are kind of show-offy, where you went to school or your possessions, wherever it could be. And then if you do want to brag about it, which you don't have to, but if you do, then you can do it in a smooth way like this, where you just encourage her to ask you the right questions so you get a chance to show off.
Focus on the body language.
That looks like she's, what is it, standoffish?
Yeah. She's not yet open. That's not a good sign.
This is not an absolute rule, but in most cases it's correct, so well done.
Ask her if she likes you. Tell a lame joke and see if she laughs.
You self-pity
no,
fish.
No, fuck that.
To fish for comfort.
Joke!
Tell a lame joke. Yeah.
Women love humor.
Do a lame joke, because if she laughs at a crappy
joke. Yeah, got a brilliant joke. Okay, how does it go?
Unless it's a
what
shitty joke.
Is red and smells like blue paint?
I don't know.
You don't know the...
No.
Red paint.
Yeah, that's good.
Red paint.
Absolutely brilliant.
That was... not good.
One of the biggest signs of interest that a girl can give is if she laughs at your lame jokes. Doesn't mean you need to consciously remember this lame joke and use it, but you can pay attention to, you know, moments where you think, hang on, she's laughing and I didn't really say anything funny.
Right.
But don't worry, it means she likes you. So
right. Usually.
And how about your family? Do they live in the city as well?
No, I moved away from home.
Oh, yeah?
Which is, yeah, it's sad. I miss them. I miss seeing them.
When did you leave? When you were, like, a teenager? You ran away?
No.
Rebellious teenager?
No, for school. And then
okay.
I just stayed here.
But you get on well with your family? You don't hate
yeah,
them?
No, absolutely. I actually I have a twin sister and we're very close.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Tell about your twin sexual fantasy. Ask if they have a special bond. Tell them you'd like a twin because you hate most people but like yourself.
What?
Ask a series of questions to find out more.
Okay. Tell your twin sexual... Oh, she has a twin.
This special bond.
Tell her your twin because...
I mean, she's not being interrogated here. D would work for an interrogation game.
Yeah, ask if they have a special bond. See.
Twin, wow.
Yeah.
That's really interesting, actually. You know they do loads of studies on twins, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, I do.
Did they do anything on you, like psychological
no.
studies, psychic
no.
tests, or whatever?
No, it'd be fun. I think it'd be fun, though.
Do you have some, like, special bond? Like, if I pinched you now, I wouldn't do it, but, like, if I pinched you really hard, would she kind of feel it? Oh, my arm feels strange.
I don't know.
See, that's actually funny, though, yeah.
But you get on really well? Or are you competitive?
How's
your relationship?
No, we understand each other very well. We always know each other's emotions without having to say it.
That's very nice. So you have
yeah.
someone who's always like supporting you and who
Definitely.
Understands you.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's way above average.
Now be careful of falling into the dirty guy trap. You didn't do it, and this choice is the right one. Well done.
So what about
the
your
dirty
family?
Guy trap, yeah.
I've got family. I don't have any brothers and sisters, and people say that makes me like selfish, but no, I don't
Does
think
it?
So. No, I don't think so. And I'm quite close to my mum. My dad's Italian, so I see him sometimes, but less often. And what else? I have five children.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
They don't live in the country. They're like all in different countries, so that's okay.
You're joking.
Yeah, I'm joking.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
My wife.
Okay, that's good. That's ideal.
You want to increase the attraction. Say that you like kind people, so that's what she has done for others. Say that your ex-girlfriend is now dating Drake. Smoothly show her your dick. Tell her...
I don't want to do that so bad. Smooth, huh? I was smooth about it. Where are you going?
Tell her how you recently won a strength competition at the gym. Neg her by saying she looks like Hillary Clinton.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Good Lord. She might commit suicide after hearing such things.
I want to do the Clinton thing so bad. Especially after
Clinton fuck a fat girl.
After Clinton fucking... said all the bullshit. That was Hillary Clinton that I was listening to, right, about the...
Oh, she's such a cunt.
Oh, fuck
and
her.
And she's not even nice to people
no.
when she's not on camera.
Oh, I know. She's terrible.
Smoothly show your dick.
I'm not fucking doing that.
Oh, don't nag her about Hillary Clinton.
I want to see
Shoot,
this
I
so
think
bad.
Your chances are better with smoothly showing your dick.
I was trying to think who you remind me of, and I think I've Got it. Has anyone ever told you that you're like Hillary Clinton?
No.
No?
No.
No one?
No. In what way, exactly?
Well, not really in the way you look.
Okay, that's good.
I mean, she's old. She's
exactly.
Slightly or a lot older. I'm not sure how old
slightly.
You are. And then, but something about, like, you're poised, you know? You're like a strong woman.
Okay, well, that's actually kind of
she's
nice.
She's not a strong yes. woman.
Now, it is kind of cool
a cold almost killer.
Like a famous person. You should be careful who you choose. Porn stars and aging politicians, not so much.
Say you like kind people, so ask what she's
strength done. Competition.
Tell how you recently won strength.
No,
that's like bragging.
I know. I
say your ex.
That's bragging. Both of those are bragging.
Smoothly show your dick.
No.
Or say you like kind.
We're gonna end up getting struck out if we pick another one like that.
Yeah, that's quite
he did. It don't show dick.
I know that. No,
oh,
no.
The
game.
I thought, what platform are we putting it on where you can say dick and get kicked off?
With the Red Cross.
Okay. What, you flew to some war zone or something?
No, just like disasters, like floods, hurricanes, tornadoes.
Oh, all right.
Go and do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's very cool.
Thanks.
You know what? I mean, when someone does that, they're obviously not going to be evil. Basically,
right.
So great, right? Or
yeah.
Selfish, even. It means you're very selfless.
Yeah, I hope
I
so.
I like that. It's very cool.
Thanks.
Yes, good. That's right. It's a way to build attraction because you're challenging her. And anytime someone kind of proves themselves, justifies themselves, works to get your approval, it makes them want the prize more. The prize being you in this case. So it's the right choice.
So do you go on many dates?
Yes, in fact, I can't stay long. Some other chick is waiting. Not really, but she is special. Lie. A few honest haven't met anyone special yet. B.
But to be honest, yeah, of course, I'm single, so I go on a few dates.
Sure.
But haven't met anyone special yet. I to be honest, I do have another date planned like this week.
I guess that's okay.
But you know what, we're not together like a couple
right.
yet, so I'm
yeah,
not
right.
gonna lie and say, oh, you know, I already know you're the one for me or whatever. let's take our time, and if we get serious, then of course, you know, I'm a monogamous guy. I'll just be honest with you, I do have another date lined up this week.
Well, thank you for being honest. Yeah.
And you're really cool, so
thanks.
Exactly. Remember, honesty is the best policy. You know, and you think in dating it doesn't apply, but you can see here how being honest is refreshing and actually builds attraction. So try and be honest in cases where it won't hurt you, like this. And what about you? Do you go on a lot of dates?
I mean, I would say, I guess, average, you know.
What's average? 16 a week?
For you, me.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. By the way, I was going to say, yeah, I figured out how to pause this right now. By the way, another thing I was going to say, by him telling her that he's got another date plan, it kind of brings jealousy, a little bit of a jealous
competition.
Yeah, it brings a competition edge in
there. I think it.
So she actually respects him a little more. Because she's already very interested in him.
Yeah.
Well, he said it the right way.
She laughed at that shit joke earlier, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she definitely likes him, but now she knows, oh, there's another woman competing. So that gives
he did
her...
It also
yeah.
gave him a chance to explain he's monogamous without
yeah, he's
asking,
monogamous, right. Right. So I think he did that perfectly.
You know, a couple times a month, I guess. It's kind of hard dating in the city. It's not exactly easy to meet people.
Yeah.
You know?
Where'd you meet them? You say online or real world?
I have tried the dating apps, but I don't like them.
Used to.
Meeting
it
people
was
in life,
easier.
You know,
to
get a better idea of, like,
meet them in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, like, what kind of person do you like?
Describe her physically. Describe the physical opposite. I like big boobs and try to touch her boobs.
I think we found a winner.
This isn't a hentai game, folks. Say that you want a girl who is honest, trustworthy, kind, and intelligent. That's so fucking much of a goddamn cop-out.
Yeah.
No, I want a girl that's honest, trustworthy, kind, and intelligent. That's like the, no, that's the fucking simpest shit ever.
I would say A or D.
Yeah.
I mean, like we said before, just because it says it like a shitty thing doesn't mean it is.
Describe the physical
and opposite. Grab her boobs.
I really like girls. You know, for me, definitely she has to have blue eyes.
Okay.
She shouldn't be, she should be kind of medium height.
Mm-hmm.
And hair color, I don't really like blondes, but then I don't really like brunettes. So some, you know, some other kind of color hair. And she should be kind, you know, some job.
Where's some job the black?
Or something like that is good. Blouse? And I like her to have some creative hobbies as well. So that's kind of my ideal girl.
Lucky me.
Pretty dumb and obvious. And also the key thing
dumb
is
and by obvious.
On the physical, you put yourself in the category of the guy that's not very serious. So it's something you probably wouldn't want to do with a girl that's looking for a boyfriend. Which most are.
Which most are.
Which most are. Like.
Tall, dark, and handsome, typically, but really outdoorsy. I guess maybe he can be husky sometimes. Kind of looks like a lumberjack, maybe.
Lumberjack, huh? Well,
damn, I need her.
Well, damn, that's I'm what you husky, need right there.
Like a lumberjack.
Yes, you do.
Ho, ho, ho. I can't remember what bounty guy.
Yeah, lumberjack, and he's okay. He works all that's.
There was a Saturday Night Live commercial back in the day. Will Ferrell played a lumberjack like brawny.
Like the brawny
except
man.
Except it was for feminine hygiene products.
Oh, no. Well, they did something like that in Monty Python, where they're like, he's a lumberjack, he's okay, he works all night, day, sleeps all day, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then they started talking about women's clothing. They're like, and he goes to women, and they're like, what? Yeah. Yeah, it's a great one. Oh, yeah. Say that you chop trees and have some axes in the house.
That goes to...
That's not very good. See, that's pretty stupid. Don't you like men in suits? I may not be a lumberjack, but I have some foreign hardwood for you. Say that you have a checkered shirt and walked to the park yesterday.
That's almost pretty funny.
It is. We'll try that.
I wish you'd said earlier, I've got this plaid shirt, and what do I... I mean, lumberjacks have beards, so I've got the beard. What else? Outdoorsy. I mean, yeah, I like the outdoors. I was walking in the park, you know. Earlier, like 2 weeks ago, I went for a walk in the park, so that's cool. I think pretty similar to what you described.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
No, you're falling into the trap of getting emotional and reacting to the challenge and trying to match up.
Really?
That's all you should do. You need to be cool with who you are, and later, if you do that, guess what? Her type will be you. So tell me, what music do you like?
Well, you know, play the violin, so I do like classical. But I like classic rock, too. Like, I like a lot of 80s Michael Jackson.
That's cool.
Yeah,
do you like rap music? I like rap music.
Yeah, a bit. I'm not as familiar with it, though.
Especially the ones where they
doesn't
talk about
trust...
bitches.
She mirrors your posture. What does it mean? Sign that she's hypervigilant and on edge. Ooh,
hold on.
I don't know.
She feeling attracted to you. This is good sign. Try that.
After 10, 15 minutes of speaking to a girl, if you notice...
Yeah, if you talk to her that long, she's stuck around.
And she...
and
she
you're not feeding
your
her.
There, then it means that she's very comfortable, relaxed with you, and probably attracted.
Okay.
I think it's important to know what people want, right?
Yeah.
So it's good that I think it's maybe a personal question, but I'm glad we both know what each other likes.
Yeah, I think so.
Tell her she needs to sleep with your friends if you date. What? Tell her that you prefer dating bisexual women. Say that sex is very important to you and ask if she's good in bed. Ask what color her eyes are as an excuse to get close. Tell her that you only date girls that meet a minimum booty threshold.
I guess it would be the eyes, but you already...
Yeah.
But I'm
shit.
Sure they weren't expecting you
yeah,
to pick
that. Yeah, that was not... Yeah, I fucked up on that. He said I kept falling into that trap of trying to be the man that she wants to be. Okay. And I like how he said soon enough you'll be her type. And I'm like,
you know,
okay.
The simp part was probably
that was the fucking checkered shirt. I shouldn't. Yeah. Yeah, it felt simpy, but maybe it felt simpy,
but you know how it sounds like, oh, this is a good idea, and then he does something that doesn't even sound like what he was describing. Anything besides fucking, I hear that's a second date conversation.
Tell her she needs to sleep with your friends. Sex.
That booty threshold, though. I mean, you got to know that before you even go on the date.
Right. Ask what color her eyes are as an excuse to get close. Tell her that you prefer
D. It's D. Let's get through this.
God, I think that's not going to work.
Gray, blue. Excellent, well done.
Oh.
This is one of my
then he just stared and didn't say anything. I was like, that's
kind of creepy, ain't it?
A really intimate, spicy moment.
Have you seen those social experiments on YouTube where the woman just goes up and sits in front of somebody and just stares at them? Just stares them in the eye. Doesn't say anything, doesn't explain herself, just looks at him in the eye.
No, you're going to have to send me some of those. Send me some of those if you find them. I'm curious. I want to see these.
It creeps a lot of people out.
God, I bet it would.
Just because...
I'd be like, I would go into retail mode. Can I help you?
It's the same ones that do the...
Excuse me, can I help you?
Yeah, they've done some social experiments where they go up to a couple and... got a fake pregnant belly.
Yeah.
Like, there you are. What?
Right.
And he's got to come up with something. Or they walk up, women walk up to him like, you want to have sex now and see how many people say yes?
Oh my God. Okay. So I'm having nice time and really happy we met. Lean forward and kiss. Can I kiss you? I don't think I've ever been in love before, but I think I'm starting to feel that way with you. Lean in for the kiss. Say, you look like you're imagining kissing me. I like that one. Yeah. Listen, I want you to kiss me. I want to kiss you, but can you chew this gum first?
Ooh, that fucking... You smell like a cum dumpster. Could you... chew the stick of Wrigley and hope it does the trick.
Wow. Say, you look like... I don't know. What are we doing? Which one?
I would say that you look like you're imagining kissing...
You think I like that one?
Yeah. Well, you've got that look in your eye.
Like what?
Like you're imagining kissing me.
Really?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, you were imagining it, weren't you?
Probably not.
Oh!
This is a PUA routine. Works okay, but as with all the PUA stuff, it's better to be natural than to use this. But if you have to use it, it's all right.
Better than be...
Oh, it's a PUA routine. It didn't work.
When someone does something like this, you know, charity...
Okay, so wrong choices really explored. 3 of 23.
Don't take the piss.
We did pretty good. 83.
Probably not.
Okay, this is day game. I don't know if we're going to go with day game or wait till day game for the next time. We're probably going to wait for day game for the next time. But all right, that was a date, which we didn't do so well on. I think we did okay. 83 isn't terrible, but it's definitely not a score I'd want on a school paper. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. We are out for Grimm's Adult Games Corner with Super Seducer.
Later.